Yeah, the shutdown scared the hell out of me. You know, like I said, I'm not sure when we're going to feel the full brunt of that. Maybe, you know, maybe it won't be all that much. Maybe we'll have some inflation, some other various things. It's changed a lot. You know, I mean, we're having the whole work from home, workplace thing is really shaken out. I know employers are wanting their people back. I know employees, you know, now how you keep them down on the farm after they've seen Perry, right? You know, everybody wants to work from home now, and it's like employers like, yeah, nah, we kind of want you here. And it's like, so we're going through those pains right now as more and more employers are just like, get your ass back to the shop. And, you know, and particularly younger workers are like, yeah, nah, not so much. But I think you're going to be finding less and less places being, you know, totally flexible. We never were able to, even in the height of it, we were reporting. You know, because, I mean, we can't, you know, we have to. I try to work from home a day or two a week. I never do. I never, ever. I mean, it's not like I do occasionally. It's like if I've got something to do, like at noon on the west side, I'll say, okay, I'm gonna start in the morning from home, you know, because there's no point in me running all the way up to Mount Clemens, you know, just to be, you know, in Plymouth, you know, by noon, you know, so I'll work from home in the morning. So that's the only time I do it is when it's, like, convenient. You know, and it makes sense, you know, and I just can't bring myself to do it. Maybe if I had a really nice office space set up, you know, I suppose, but, you know, and I've only got one that really does any work from home, and I wish she didn't work from home as much as she does, but it's a matter of me saying it, and I hate to do it, you know. I think, I don't know, but, Brandon's got it worse in his end. He's got a lot of people that do some working from home, so he's been curtailing it slowly, trying to rein it in.
Yeah, well, it's been 5 years. It's time. But on the other hand, you know, there's a few occupations, like one of my neighbors back home is an engineer, and he likes it, his company likes it. Because he's more productive because he's not distracted. And, you know, even before I retired and before all of this, most of our meetings were remote. Not most of mine, but a lot of our meetings were remote via telephone anyways. So, you know, if it makes sense, sure. But, you know, a lot of this stuff, I don't know. I think it's time to... I don't know how in certain professions you can work without having face-to-face human interactions. I don't think email and Zoom calls and stuff are a good substitute in every application.